Wisdom and skillful means go hand in hand, like the two wings of the bird. In Buddhism, that, you know, the skillful means and wisdom go together, hand in hand. In fact, when you say skillful means, wisdom, skillful means is actually compassion. Skillful means is compassion. And they go in hand together. But it's more skillful means is actually rooted in the wisdom. So that's why most important is if you have the understanding of the wisdom. What is wisdom? Is knowledge of ultimate nature. Of how things really are. Reality. That's called wisdom. Wisdom gives us insight. It's a bit like when we are down in the valley, you know, in the down, we don't see overall view of everything. But if you go on the highest top of the mountain and where there's an incredible overview, then we can see everything where they are, like that. Where there's a good view, where there's a good view, you see? That we can see things clearly. Clearly how things are. So that when you have the wisdom, the understanding, it gives a perspective. You know, normally we call it having the bigger picture, you know? It's important to have the bigger picture. Bigger picture is actually having a wisdom, you know? More wisdom we have, more we have a larger picture of things. These days, many of the leaders and everybody speak of it's important to have the larger picture, you know? And so, what is the larger picture here? Is the, at the moment, a narrow view, a limited view, is very much believing that we exist as something solid, something substantial, something permanent. Or basically, because of ignorance, any perspective we have ourselves is really kind of a little bit false, isn't it? Because it's ignorant. So we have us, of course there's us, you know, there's a sense of self. Ego means sometimes a sense of self. There's nothing wrong with that. We all have a sense of self. We always think of our well-being and all that. That's nothing wrong. But there is something like really, we very much, you know, we really think it's like almost everything is centered into us, you know. We become very self-centered. As if only we exist at the expense of others, you know. And always only thinking of ourselves and cherishing ourselves, only cherishing ourselves at the expense of others is what called self-grasping, Dangzi. I think the main point, so-called ego or the self, what we grasp onto so strongly, grasp onto, we believe to be existing permanently, that really does not exist. It's really, it's like, you know, you're putting your egg in a wrong basket or putting your money in a bank that's bankrupt kind of thing, you know. And then you grasp and grasp, and then that causes all the pain. Because wrong kind of holding. But so when we, first of all, how we can loosen, you know, the grip of self-grasping is when we realize through wisdom that so-called this I, which we hold on to so strongly, does really not exist. I just give an ordinary example. Like certain moments, you know, when we are in the fit of anger, and we are in a fit, we are just simply grasping onto something so important, particularly if somebody says you're wrong and you don't want to admit that you're wrong. And you just hold on to it and you fight about that, you know. So kind of, you know. And then after a few hours or even few months or, you know, few days, you just feel ridiculous about that because the whole thing is a bit ridiculous. You know, it's like that, you know. And in the fits of ignorance, we hold on to ourselves so strongly, this tough guy, you know. All right, so the first is the wisdom. The wisdom way, which is very much, I told you that, yeah.